After 1 year of investigation, I'm here to provide to them a report what we are doing in general terms and to present to them the need for more cooperation, because the international criminal justice system is based in international cooperation. So we need cooperation from the Sudan itself, even more cooperation from African Union and the UN system and the states. So that is for me the main goal. Of course, I cannot talk about the crimes here. I cannot talk about the evidence because I got to present this to the judges.
When you say you need cooperation, what exactly do you mean?
We need cooperation to protect the witness. For instance, today we cannot interview people in Darfur as a witness because we cannot protect them. So that is a problem. And then we'll see how to solve this problem in the future. In the meantime, we are working with the Sudan. And in fact, the Sudan is providing us what we requested. So we requested to them first interview some judges who are doing investigations in Sudan, the national judges, understand exactly what they are doing. Because our international criminal court system is, if the national system is doing the case, we don't need to do it. So that's why for us it's important to check what they are doing to see if they are doing the same cases we are trying to do. So we check this ongoing. And then we receive a report from the Ministry of Defense about the military operation they executed. And now we went to Khartoum last week. We interviewed some other people to confirm the finding of the report. And we also request to interview some high officers who have an insight on what happened. And they are saying that they will allow us to do these interviews in August. So we hope we can do it.
You said if the national court system is taking up the issue, then you may not have to take it. And I know the Sudanese government was reluctant for people who have violated human rights in Darfur and committed atrocities in Darfur to be sent to the ICC, where you are the prosecutor. How is that working out? Have they now agreed? What is happening?
No, the Rome system is that the national state has the responsibility to do investigations. If they are not doing genuine proceedings, the ICC will intervene, and that's the system. So we are analyzing what they are investigating, and the cases they are investigating, they are not our cases, so we are proceeding with our investigation. But in the future, we'll assess if the national judges are doing the same case or not. And if not, we are proceeding. We are going to the judges.
I know you mentioned you are already conducting investigations. You cannot reveal the details. What form have these investigations taken? Give the average listener an idea of what you in the ICC are actually doing regarding the Darfur case.
We are collecting different kind of evidence. For instance, we are taking statements for eyewitnesses. The problem is we cannot go to Darfur because we cannot protect the witnesses. So we are going to other countries. And in fact, this is a comparative advantage of the International Criminal Court. For us, it's easy to move around the world. Just to give you an example, in the last 6 months, I sent 40 missions to 13 countries to interview people. In addition to that, we are receiving different kind of evidence, like satellite pictures, images. So we are collecting different kind of evidence from all over the world to try to understand the crimes committed. And what we see is there are different crimes committed in different moments for different groups.
Darfur is proven to be a difficult case for the international community in particular. For you to have to prosecute people who have committed crimes there, how difficult is this for you, Mr. Ocampo?
It's complicated because we have to investigate when no one can investigate. We had to investigate in ongoing conflicts. But in fact, we did it. We did it in Uganda, an ongoing conflict. And in 9 months, we investigated more than 2,200 killings. In Congo, it took more time because Congo, the situation is more fragile, less security. So at the end, we need 18 months to present a request. But now, in Congo case, the prisoner is in The Hague waiting for trial. So it will be a trial in next September. So in fact, we know how to do it in other situations. Darfur is more complicated. There are more crimes, more groups committing crimes, but we'll do it. So we will bring justice to Darfur case. How long will it take? Depend on cooperation. Who will do it? The Sudanese or us or both? Could be, but will be justice for Darfur.